This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now once again with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on another good weekend.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
All right. A couple of weeks since we talked, you had the week off. And first of all, tell me about how that goes, Brian. You talked about the preview of what you were going to do with the week and the schedule and so on. When you get back to work after giving the kids a little time off, what do you look like, or is it just right back into the routine?
We're looking for them to reimmerse right back into the routine. I think it took a day, maybe a day and a half, for them to kind of get back to where we were prior to leaving off. But I think it was needed. I think they earned it. And I think we were pretty well-rested going into the week, which is helpful. But, you know, kids are kids, and I think it took a little while to juice it back up. But we're all right.
You know, it looks, from looking at the scores over the schedule, it looks like pretty much constant improvement. Is that a fair assessment for you guys?
Yeah, I think we're a much better team now than we were when we opened up against Springfield Central. You know, I think each week is kind of its own animal. And certainly, again, this past week against BC High was our first conference game. So that brings with it a certain amount of challenges. And I think, you know, we started slow. But I liked how we responded in the second and third quarter, really took the game over. So good road win in conference. That's always a good thing for a young team to feel that.
All right, and for morale purposes, you get Pearson Scala back, and, of course, Vargas had a great game. Tell me a little bit about how that game went.
Yeah, it was great having Pearson back. We've been without him all year, like you said, so we're kind of targeting that bye week to see if we could get him feeling healthy enough to get going, and he looked good in the bye week, so we felt good about giving it a shot against BC High this past weekend. He played really well, had five or six catches, and a couple touchdowns, and his chemistry with Chris, you know, picked up right where it left off last year, so that was really good to see.
In terms of the box score, Brian, I don't have that, but did you get off to a fast start like you did the week before against LaSalle?
We did not. We it was 7-0 after the first quarter. We slept walk through the first quarter. We forced them to punt, and then the punt went off one of our blockers' legs, so they got the ball back. They were kind of chewing time, and we ended up having the ball for maybe six plays in the first quarter. So it was a weird start. We kept them out of the end zone. Defense did a great job, and then offense finally got on track. We went into half 21-0 and took it over pretty much the middle of the second quarter, and then turned it on in the third quarter, made it 35-0. Then we emptied the bench fourth quarter.
All right, the guys, the offensive heroes, and a couple of the defensive backs are in the paper. Can you tell me about maybe some other guys who stood out on the line or maybe off the bench?
I think defensively, I liked our whole defensive mindset for the week. I thought our linebackers continued to play well. Bo Minogue had another big game, fumble recovery and interception. Connor Quigley, at the other inside backer was very solid. Alex Terese, as always, at outside linebacker, was great. And I think our secondary is playing a lot better, much improved from earlier in the year. So that was all really good to see. I think Aaron Radke and Maxwell Parent at the safety positions have applied themselves, and it's made us a better defense.
All right, do I have this right, only your third home game of the season coming up this weekend?
Yeah, it's been about almost 4 weeks since we played Central Catholic at home. That was our last home game, so it'll be good to get back to the friendly confines. It'll be senior night, so I'm excited for those guys. It's a special night for them. We'll honor them and hopefully play well.
All right, you got St. John's of Shrewsbury. I want to ask you about that. But first, just to kind of wrap it up, as we record this at the beginning of the week, we're in the middle of a rainstorm, nor'easter, that we haven't seen in a while. Does that affect practice?
Well, we're outside, so we're going to find out right now. We're about to kick it off. You know, you're going to play in these conditions. We played in them in a Super Bowl a couple years ago. We played in them last year in Final Four games. So we got to take this as an opportunity to get better and, you know, not optimum conditions. And that can play a role in a game. Mm-hmm. We got to do the best we can to minimize its role in the game so we prepare for it.
All right. Tell me about this week's opponent.
Yeah, another conference opponent, St. John's Shrewsbury. Got a lot of size, a lot of returners back from last year. They're 3-2. They've been playing pretty well. They lost to the Varian, but it was a pretty tight game going into halftime, 19-10. So we expect it to be a very tough physical game like it always is in the Catholic Conference, and we're going to have to play well, there's no doubt. But we're at that point. focus is on us right now and trying to optimize what we can do and get better as a team and just focus in on our process. And I think the kids are doing a really good job. We're young. I think it took a little while for them to kind of figure that out, but we're at the point of the season, October, we're making the stretch run. And I think we've turned the corner a little bit. We need to continue to do it.
All right, sounds great, Coach. Thank you for taking the time today. I know it's kind of miserable out there, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, no problem, Rick. Thanks again for having me on.
Thank you, Brian. That's Brian St. Pierre, who is the football coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.